a great day, a great way to finish out 4-1, and your first two, you took care of business there. Thriller against Oakley, coming back from some big with some big rallies, but then loses to Norton in the middle of the day, and then come back with some big wins to end the day, and highlight with a 3-set win over TMP in a close match there. Overall, you had to be pretty happy about how your team progressed as the day went on.
Yeah, I was super proud of them. Obviously, our day did not start off with some of our best games, but we pulled it out against Lakin, a team that we lost to earlier in the season. And then, you know, Oakley came to play today, so I'll give them that. But I was glad to see us fight back and win those two. Obviously, we didn't play our best against Norton, so they got us. But to see these girls turn it around and not just kind of roll over and die, they decided to come back against Wheatland and play. And TMP is an intimidating team, but not one time did I see us let down. Even after we lost that second game, we came back out ready and fired up, and what a great way to end the day.
You know, I thought everybody made a role in this along the way, but I thought a couple of players really stepped up today, and there were your couple of juniors, Lindy Rumford, I think in that Oakley match, I had her with 7 aces in that big run to close out the match there in that second set, and she did a lot of things all over today, but Emily Weathers is kind of having a block party there in the middle on defense.
Yeah, she, you know, Lindy plays well all around for us for the most part. So, and she's playing in, you know, she's playing in the back row, and that's something different for her this year. And she's just filled in very nice for us. Emily, you know, her day started off a little slow, but she showed up when we needed her against these two tough teams at the end, and kind of shut some of their bigger girls, their harder hitters down. And that's exactly what we need her to do. And she should have gained a lot of confidence after today and going into this next 2 weeks. And so, but overall, I mean, that's just a team effort, you know, right there. Nobody let down. Everybody played. Our bench was fired up. They helped us. So without all 11 girls today, we don't win 4 games. So super proud of just the way everybody played, the way they came together at the end of the day when they were tired. And that's exactly what we needed.
Well, also brought in another player, hadn't played all day, senior Alexis Hamey. She kind of gave you a little bit of a spark when you kind of needed one, especially in that first set.
Yeah, you know, Kennedy just was having an off time, and you know, we needed somebody, and Alexis doesn't usually play outside for us, but you know, she's kind of that role player, and in games like this, you know, that role player is sometimes the most important person out there, because I had to look down at my bench and tell her to go in to a spot that, like I said, she doesn't practice every single day. And she did phenomenal. She did. She gave us a spark that we needed, and a big reason why we beat them against TMP. So kudos to her. She stepped up big as a senior for us right there.
You have 8 matches next week, and it's a big week for you guys here. With a win against TMP and the way you guys did it, how close it was, does this give you a lot of confidence heading into next week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel pretty good the way we ended the day. I think the girls probably feel good. You know, we go to Cimarron, which is where Substate is. I'm super excited to get to go there and play in their gym and see another team that we could face at Substate. So 3 wins on Tuesday would be huge, and then going into league, anything is possible in our league. I feel like it's whoever shows up that day. So coming out with, you know, 7-8 wins next week, going into Substate would be huge for us.